Good morning, beloveds. As you've heard, the theme for this month is awakening to love. So what do you suppose today's topic is all about? You're right. Love. Love. Are you alive, alert, and awake to love? Are you? Did you celebrate this holiday called Valentine's Day this past week? Yeah? Some of you said yes? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Well, I had several people last weekend and leading up to Wednesday. How are you celebrating Valentine's Day? And here are just a few of the replies. It's nothing but a Hallmark holiday. Why would I do that? Which is true, in a sense, because in 1913, Hallmark invented the Valentine's Day and therefore the cards. All right? Another one. We've been together X, Y, Z, a bazillion years. So we don't celebrate it. Don't even buy each other a card. No judgment. The last one. It's just me. There was no one in my love life. Whoa. Those are the top three. I had like a whole 20 minutes of responses. But those kind of stood out as probably a good overview. Well, I, for one, am grateful for the reminder that the Hallmark holiday provides, at least to me. And it's namely the huge assortment of cards that speak to love. When you go down the hallway of the Hallmark, wow, what choices. And if you don't have the words to write in any card whatsoever, any time of the year, especially around love, which is kind of tough for some people, to express that in words, well, there you go. There's St. Hallmark waiting for you. So in my life, here is why I am, number one, grateful for Hallmark cards and that whole idea of cards. After my partner of 42 years made his transition in 2013, that first Valentine's Day, I felt pretty sad. I felt lonely. And quite frankly, sorry for myself. I walked down the row of all those cards with all those feelings. And I stopped eventually, and I began reading a few of those. Well, as you can imagine, if you have feelings like I do, the tears began to flow. And it was through those tears that I began to realize just how blessed I was. Had been to have been loved and to love. When I returned home that day, I opened a wooden box that I refer to as my treasure box, where I had placed many years of notes and cards, dated and scribed with words and phrases of the love we shared. That box and those cards, many of them Hallmark, became my comfort, reminders of how love can be. For me, it's comforting to reflect upon and reassure myself that, yes, we can love and be loved, and therefore, open to loving again. When I acknowledge each of you as beloveds, what I am doing is reminding myself to be loved. Be loved. While at the same time and moment affirming the love as each of you. Let's all say, beloved. Be loved. Now, if you choose, this could be a group participation. Turn to someone. Go ahead. Don't be afraid. That person might be behind you, beside you, over here, over there. Okay. And at the same time, say to each other, hello, beloved. Say it again. Look right at them. One more time. Hello, beloved. What you have done is you've been reminded of the love you already are. You opened your heart to more of it, and you do so each time you see the beloved in someone. And they too feel the gift of love in their heart that you've affirmed with them. Now, it can be unspoken. It can be a look. It can be a gaze. It can be a knowing when you connect with people. That's why when I stand here before I begin anything I say, I let the love that I know to rise up and to reach out in the room. And when I do that, there is this, whew, for me, that's my feeling. That's my feeling. So speaking of love, as we are, love in its mystical sense, I believe, is reciprocal as the nature of God. There is no interruption. There is no disconnect in truth. What is this mystical sense? You may be wondering. Is it some woo-woo? Love that woo. Some woo-woo? Well, in The Mystic Heart, Wayne Teasdall says, this kind of takes you on different perspectives other than his. He is going from scientific to mystical. And he begins with physicist Stephen Hawking, who remarked that mysticism is for those who can't do math. And in response to Hawking's remark, the author's friend, George Cairns, retorted, "Mystics are people who don't need to do math. They have direct experience." Sometimes we overthink spirituality. We overthink God. We put too much restriction on our belief system. You know, I can only believe when, yada, 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 yada. I do that still from time to time. Anybody else? Sure. It's easy to get caught up in the yada, yada, yada. We're surrounded by it in this human world. But to be in the mystic sense is to have a sense of the oneness, the direct connection, not as me to you, but to you as me, and I as you. At you, that too. We're connected. Bless you. It's my shill. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science of Mind, notes in the textbook on the chapter, What the Mystics Have Taught, answers the question, what is a mystic? A mystic is not a mysterious person, but is one who has a deep inner sense of life and of his unity with the whole, with the allness of life, throughout all creation. The whole that is referred to here, W-H-O-L-E, is the center of God consciousness. So a sense of oneness, completeness, acknowledging the beloved at all times, in all places, in all persons, through all experience. This, I believe, is the reciprocal nature of God, that sense of divine oneness. I'm reminded, I'm off script, watch out. one of our community, Joan, says, what you're looking for is coming at you. And that's her way of getting it. But what I know about that is that it's already here, and we've accepted it, so here it is. Here it comes. So as we give out more love, what do you think we get? More love. Again, in the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes, and I'm going to paraphrase part of this, God, our divine good, turns to us as we turn to him or it. There is always a reciprocal action, an acknowledgement of the thing itself. Between the universal God mind and the individual our mind. As we look at God, the good, the love, the beloved, it looks at us. You and I, God recognizing God, the good, as beloved, as being loved. That's what it is for me. One of my favorite, most recent authors, and it was given to me in 2010 by Dr. Carolyn. It's a book by Claudine Whitaker, God is in This Place. And she shares her wisdom of the heart on page 65. And it's titled, Your Heart's Desire. And I quote, religious science teaches that every human being is an individualization of the one universal mind, and that every desire which is pure, wholesome, and good is the indwelling presence of God knocking at the door of our consciousness, seeking expression. End quote. What you're looking for is coming at you. Open the door. So what I know is that pure and wholesome and good, this is the love, the beloved self, the you and I in absolute truth. It is our purest and most authentic self, forever seeking to reveal itself, its love, its beloved, through all that which we give our hearts attention to. So when you say, not you, the person said, when I asked the question about Valentine's Day, oh, I'm all by myself, I have nobody to love. How about yourself? How about the I? Because when we do that, guess what happens? You've opened the door. Hello? Love comes around. If that's what you're opening yourself to. One of my early favorite statements in this teaching, and I've used it a lot before, and I'll probably use it again. Love points the way, and the law makes the way possible. And my paraphrase is, love is the draw of spirit. Love draws to us that which we love, which we cherish, which we honor. Love is the heart of God revealing itself through and as you and me. The mystic heart is our own revelation of truth, the story of every person who awakens to him or herself and awakens to that mystery within, without, and beyond us. There's no difference. Every one of us, hang on, is a mystic. We may not, or we may, realize it, that we are mystics. We may or may not even like it. But whether we know it or not, whether we accept it or not, mystical experience is always right here. Whether we accept it or not, it's always inviting us on a journey of ultimate discovery. If we don't question, we don't look out, we don't interact with people, we quit living, don't we? Don't we, Jane?
Sure.
Yeah, look at you. Talk to Jane later. She has great adventure stories on spirituality. We have been given the gift of life in this perplexing world. And we've been given this gift to become who we ultimately are. Creatures of boundless love, caring, compassion, with wisdom. We have all that. We're equipped. Our existence is a summons to the eternal journey of the sage. The sage we all are, if only we could see. If only we could see. The science of mind teaches volition, the freedom of each soul to choose. Do you choose to see? Do you choose to see more love in your life as all aspects of your livingness? I don't just mean the romantic love, although that's a very important part, beginning with yourself. Well, I prefer making my own choices for my life. Do you? I tried for many years accepting what others chose for me. Didn't work out too well. And what I know about choices is I can choose something new and better for me. And the same is true for you. If you aren't loving what you're doing, love something different. What you're doing that you don't love will fall away. Because I choose love as the animating principle, because it does animate toward a manifestation. I know that. You know that treasure chest of mine? Remember that? Already on? It has been opened to more love this Valentine's Day. And I'm so blessed. Allow yourself more moments to let go of your busy self. Breathe into love. This life is sacred, and you deserve the experience called mystic love. Gandhi reminds us, there is no more to life. Excuse me. Beep, 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 beep. There is more to life than picking up speed. Slow down. Open to love. Stay less busy. What will you choose? What will you choose? I choose love, which is cause to an elevation in us to a higher consciousness, to greater wisdom and truth, the truth of spirit. And you, each one of you, are alive, awake, and alert to love right now in greater ways than ever before, because you've been made aware that it is possible. So I ask you, what's love got to do with it? What's love got to do with it? What's that?
Everything.
Namaste. Beloveds, and so it is.